Mishnah says, Cheskes Hapatim, Ha'boiroiz, Ha'sichim, Ha'ma'oroiz, Ha'shoichoiz, Ha'merchatsoiz, Ha'beis Ha'badim, Ha'beis Ha'shlochim, Ve'ha'avodim, V'chol Shoiz, Ha'peres Todeh, Cheskos and Shol Hashanim, Yom Liyom. So these are all examples of Karko, except for Avodim. We'll talk about Avodim separately. But other than Avodim, these are all examples of Karko. And the Mishnah says, and what they have in common is that there is a peiros todi. They're constantly producing peiros. Peiros doesn't have to be literally fruit. Peiros could be also income, like a base, like a merchas doesn't produce peiros, but it produces income. All of these things, they're is a peiros todi. They produce peiros on a regular basis. And if a person wants to be machzik in them, in other words, to prove his ownership, so he needs sholosh shonim yom liyom. Rashi says, "Beis hashlochim pech shamayim b'soyfei shemashmei simin al todir ois the peiros todir." Rashi explains what a beis hashlochim is. It's irrigated, so therefore it's ois the peiros todir. It's not tied into the rain season. Bechol dover shois the peiros todir chaskos in shalosh shanim yom liyoyim. Imhechzik b'shalosh shanim shleimos miyom liyoyim. Rashi says means shleimos. That's Rashi's shita. That miyom liyoyim means the whole year, not a section of a year, not a part of a year, but the year from beginning to end. That's shalosh shanim miyom liyoyim. It's too late of the Rashba, it's a different shot than Miyam Liyam, but that's how Rashba lends. Miyam Liyam means Sholosh Shonim Shleimus. Sayin Sorech Lohavi Shtar Mechira. Then he doesn't have to produce a shtar, meaning this is the Raya. How Rashi means shtar as a Moshel. He doesn't have to produce Eidim either. Rashba's shtar is just an example. Maybe we'll see later in the parak, there's maybe a particular Mechuvan and shtar. But let's say for the time being, Ein Sorech Lohavi Shtar, you don't have to prove your ownership in some other way. You don't have to have Chesed Gimel Shonim. If you have a Shtar, you don't need the Chesed Gimel Shonim. But if you have the Chesed Gimel Shonim, then you don't have to produce a Shtar Mechira. And therefore, in Iru Aleha Bailam Harishayim, if the Bailam come, the original Bailam, and then Ma'ara, that it's not yours, V'zeh Imer Machartali, and the Machzik says, you sold me the field, V'ovad Shtar, and I lost the Shtar, Cheskosim Eloslai, then the Chazoko, the Chesed Gimel Shonim, is effective. He's able to prove that he's the Bailam. Imlaven Cheskosim Eloslai. But if he has less than Shalosh Shanim, Miyoyim Liyoyim, 3 full years, then the Chazaka doesn't work. If he Shikishaomu Gimel Shanim LeChazaka, Kolaroi Lotzis Shemeno BeGimel Shanim Amu. Chesed Gimel Shanim has to be all the Peiros for the entire year. Therefore, it has to be Miyoyim Liyoyim, because you have to have the Peiros that are from the beginning of the year till the end of the year. Because since it's an Oisa Peiros Todir, that's the Rashi, since it's an Oisa Peiros Todir, it produces Peiros every day. So if you're not going to have the whole year from beginning to end, Miyoyim Liyoyim, then you're not going to have the Peiros. You're not going to have all the payers of the year. In other words, Rashi is telling me the reason why you need Shonim Shleimos is not because there's some arbitrary rule that you have to have 3 years on the calendar. It's because you have to have 3 years of payers, and in a soda that's Oisa payers Todir, 3 years of payers takes 3 years to produce because every day produces new payers. In contrast to a soda that's not Oisa payers Todir, which is going to be the next Vavra in the Mishnah, you could have 3 years worth of Paris in less than 3 years because it's seasonal. So it doesn't take 3 whole years to produce 3 years worth of Paris. But then we'll see later. But in a soda that's always a Paris Todir. So if you're only gonna be maxic for 2.5 years, you're gonna be Echel Paris for 2.5 years, you're not gonna have Gimel Shanim worth of Paris. Because Gimel Shanim worth of Paris doesn't mean some of the Paris of Gimel Shanim. It means all of the Paris of Gimel Shanim. All of the Paris of Gimel Shanim in a soda that's always a Paris Todir requires Shalosh Shanim Shleimus from beginning to end, Miyam Liyam. So, Rashi lays down for us that the idea of Chesed Gimel Shanim is in a context where you're trying to establish ownership in a karka against the Murakama. There's a Murakama, or there's a previous owner, an established previous owner, and you want to be Maitzi the karka from him, you want to prove that he sold you the karka, so then you have to have Chesed Gimel Shanim. What about the Murakama himself? What does he have to produce to prove that he's the Murakama? He's not being Maitzi from a Murakama. He's being Maitzi from you. He came here before. He doesn't have a previous owner that he has to disprove. So what kind of proof does the Murakama have to bring to establish that he's the Murakama, that it's his son? In other words, when you're not fighting a Murakama, let's say there's no Murakama, you want to just prove that you're... You want to establish ownership on the Sodom. You want to prove that you're the owner of the Bailam on the Sodom. We're not talking about kinyonim. We're talking about proof. So when you want to prove against the marakama, you have to have chesed kin lashonim. What if there's no marakama? Or what if you're the marakama and you want to just prove that you're the original owner? So then how much? So then, Shonim say you don't have to have gimel shonim. The Ritva writes here in the Sugya, Rabbeinu Yoina, the Turin also in Simon Kufmem, they all write that the Marakama does not need Gimel Shonim Shleimus, doesn't need Gimel Shonim at all. The Marakama, to prove that he's a Marakama, all he needs is Yoim Echad. If you can bring Edim that you were on the field for Yoim Echad, you were living in the field for Yoim Echad, doesn't even say Achilles Peres, you were Dor Bachad Yoimah, that you were living in the field for Yoim Echad. So with that you become the Muxif and the Sada, you now become the Marakama. And anybody who wants to be Maitzi the Sada from you, he has to bring Chesed Gimel Shonim. Where do we Shonim get this notion of Yoim Echad? Dar Bechad Yoim. So the Goyin in there in Simin Kuf Mem, the Goyin points to a Gemara and that's Memalach Mud Beis. Gemara Malachim Beis says the following. It's a very critical Gemara, maybe we'll take a look inside. It's about halfway down there. Malachim Beis, the first word in the line is Ahu. First is Hu Gavad Dor B'Kosh to be Lisa Arba Shoni. There's a first certain fellow who was living in this place for 4 years. Osamara de Besa Ashkakai, and then the owner of the original owner, the Marakama, came and he found him in the house. Omale, my boys by Besa. He said to him, what are you doing in my house? Omale, mi plante zavinto vizavna minoch. I bought it from somebody else who bought it from you. Well, it's not like a regular chesed mishonim where the machzik is saying, I bought it from the Marakama. Here the machzik says, I didn't buy it from the Marakama, but I bought it from somebody who he bought it from the Marakama. Osal kamad Rav Chiya. So they came to Rav Chiya to ask him what's the din. Now the case was the machzik did not see the sale, so he did not know as a matter of fact that there was a sale. He was told whoever sold him the field told him that he had bought this field from the Marakama, but the machzik himself doesn't know it for a fact. So they came to Rav Chiya to ask him what's the din. Omalei istach sadi the dar but iu the zav neminoch afilu chad yoima. If you can bring edim that the fellow who sold you the field lived in the field for a day at least, then you could be machzik in the field, otherwise not. The idea being, if you can prove that the meicher lived in the field for a day, then even though you don't know that there was really a sale, you don't know if he really bought the field from the Marakama, but since you have no way of knowing, so we have rule psach psicha li'ilim, that if a person is in a position where he can't time it because he doesn't have the information with which to time it, so based on time is for him, like I have many times where Yisayim and the Kuchas, where they're not able to tain it for themselves. So based in time is for them. So here as well, since the Masik has no way of knowing whether it's true or not, whether this field is really his or not, he's there for 3 years. So he has the Raya of Chesed Kim Lashonim, but he's missing the tain. It's a Chazoka She'en Imo tain. He has the Chazoka, but he doesn't have a tain because he himself can't tain. What is he going to tain? He doesn't know. You're going to see that's the first sugi in Agamara. The chazok v'sheni matayin is not a big chazoka. So we're going to have a taninun. Basin will time in his behalf. But in order for basin to time in his behalf, there's a tanai that at least it has to be that the meicher from whom he bought it was living in the field for one day. Says the going from here is the mokker for the halacha of the tur and the apinayena, that a marakama only needs one day in order to become a muchzik in the field. Adkan, that's the going. Very short going. So it's very unclear. What does this Gemara have to do with that case? We're not talking over here about the Meicher being a Marakama. The Meicher is also not the Marakama. There's a real Marakama. There's a bona fide Marakama who you want to be Machzik from. So, the emes of the Gemara itself means it has, but why do you need that the Meicher should be Dor B'Chadion? What difference does it make? If we're going to be Dutanin over here, so why should it make a difference whether the meicher was darba chadyayim? The elements that we need are we need a chazok and we need a time. Those are the things that we have to have to establish ownership. Chazok we have. He was darba chadyayim. He was darba arba shnin. He lived there for 4 years. Cheskes kimushanim we have. What we're lacking is a time. Well, for that we have a loch of taninu. Since the lekeach has no way of knowing, so based on taninu is in his behalf. That's the loch of sach bichalilim. That's the loch of taninu. So we have a taina, we have a chazaka. What's this extra element that we need that the meicher should be we should establish that the meicher was dor b'chad yoyma? So the rishonim over there say that if the meicher was not, there's really two luschayos in rishonim, either that if the meicher is not there for chad yoyma, so it's mechzik shikur. Somebody sells it at Brooklyn Bridge. The meicher was never, nobody ever even saw the meicher in this field, and he's telling you that it's his field that he bought it. It sounds fishy. The story doesn't hold water. So we need the meicher to be darva chadyoim. It shouldn't be mechzik neshikro. That's one explanation. Others say, I think the Sois learns this way, that you need the meicher to be darva chadyoim because otherwise we don't see you as a lekeach. In order to say taninan, we need to see you as a lekeach. The lekeach has a right, since he has no way of knowing, he has a right that Beishin should tain on his behalf. But some guy off the street who just happened to set up a tent in the field doesn't have a standing as a lekeach that we should even say tainin in his behalf. So to label him as a lekeach, he has to have bought it from somebody who has some right to be considered a meicher. There should be some standing over here. You should have your lekeach. Your whole justification why we should say tainin for you is because Nebuch, you bought the field. You have no way of knowing. Well, you have to have bought the field from somebody who at least was in the field, living in the field at least for a day. That we should look at you as a lekeach, as a hardship case, that we should say tanina on your behalf. But if the meicher who sold it to you wasn't even there, then what are you? You're just a sucker who bought a field from a guy who wasn't even in the field, and you had no way of thinking that he's the owner of the field, so you don't get any. We're not even going to look at you as a lekeach, that we should begin to say tanina on your behalf. All right, so sugya by itself, we'll talk about the sugya mitzvashem b'shaiter. But al kaponim, kach leikach, doesn't need to have anything to do with the issue that the tour and the Rebbe Yoin and the Ritva are talking about, which is what do you need to be a Marakama? Why should a Marakama need Chad Yoyma? Furthermore, besides the question of what's the Raya, so I don't understand what are the going to see in this Gemara. This Gemara doesn't seem to have anything to do with the issue of what do you need to be a Marakama. Once again, starting from scratch. The Gemara talks about what you need to be maksik against the Marakama, Gimel Shana. But what do you need to be a Marakama? So the Rishonim say, Rabbi Yoina, the Tur, the Ritva here in the Sugya, they say you need Chad Yoyma. The Goyin says the source is Mimur, Memalachim, and Beis. So number one, what does Memalachim and Beis have anything to do with it? Memalachim and Beis is a whole different halacha. What do you need to be considered? When do we say Taninun? You need the Meicher, should be Dorba Chad Yoyma, otherwise we're not going to say Taninun because it's Mechzik Shikra maybe, or because we're not going to see you as a lekeach if you didn't buy it from somebody who at least had some credibility. What does it have to do with halakos of what you need to be a marakama? Did the meicher not a marakama? Furthermore, in Sura, if I didn't have these rishonim, and if you would have asked me, what do you need to be a marakama? How much do you have to be machzik in the field to be established as a marakama? So I would have said, you need a second. If you are machzik in the field for a moment, not even a day, for a moment, if you are toifus the field, you set yourself up in the field, you should thereby become the muchzik in the soda and the marakama, the presumptive owner. And I'll tell you why I think that way. Why I would have thought that way. What's halacha by metaltalin? We're learning the Mishnah about karka. It takes 3 years to be mitzi for the marakama, karka, to become a muksa. By metaltalin, halacha is that kol ma shetachas yodei rev shalai, even if it's a marakama. If one day you walk into shir and you're wearing my shirt, we have to assume that you bought my shirt from me, that you bought my shirt. Because chazaka kol ma shetachas yodei rev shalai. Doesn't take him Shonim. You can be waiting for a moment. I'm the Marakam. I can prove I have the sale of this receipt. This is my shirt. But you're wearing it. If you're wearing my shirt, then it's your shirt. We assume that it's your shirt. Chazoka kol mashata chaziyodei rei shulei. Why is it different than karka? Why for karka does it take so long? How come a karka you need 3 years? Well, it's stama. You say this to Keshaila. We're going to be talking about this some more. What's the difference between metaltalin and karka? Why is it that by metaltalin you become a muksuk instantaneously, even against the marakama? And by karka, you need gimel shonim to be maizi from a marakama. So the shah is raised by the Ritva here at the beginning of the sugya. And the Ritva says the difference is that by metaltolin, the tfisa is muchachas. It's a proof. Because if I didn't sell you my shirt, how did you get it? How did it get on your back if it's my shirt? The fact that you're wearing my shirt is a riot. You must have bought it. Or I must have given it to Maton or something. Otherwise, how did you get it? So the tfis is a tfis of muchachas. Masha'en came by karka, says the Ritva. Karka, anybody could walk in. I have a farm somewhere. And you happen to be sitting on my farm. What's the proof that I gave it to you? Maybe you just walked in. The tfis is not mechich anything. So therefore you need chesed gimel shanim in order to establish, in order to prove that you really don't. It's not a tfis of muchachas. You have this idea in other Rishonim as well. The Rabbi Yoina also here in Omid Beis, Chav Ches Omid Beis says in later in Daf Mem Hei that by metaltolin, the reason why you become a muchzuk miyad is because achzuki inish begaz lenusa loy machzikinu. The Ritva means this too. The Chayim say this loud. Achzuki inish begaz lenusa loy machzikinu. We don't assume that you're a gazlan. So if you're wearing my shirt, we could say maybe you broke into my house and sold it. But we don't. That's not as an assumption that we're going to make. We're not machzik. We don't assume that people are gazlan. And therefore, we would rather assume presumptively that you must have gotten the shirt legitimately. So it's a tfis of muchachas. Hashem came by a karka. The tfis is not muchachas. The fact that you're toughest in the karka is not mechiach. It's not really a proof that the karka is yours. And therefore, you have to come out the cheses gimel shan. However, even by metaltolin, there are metaltolin where the tfis is not mechiach. And where you don't become a muchzuk miyad. Anybody know what's an example? Metaltolin where you don't become a muchzuk miyad. Two examples. One is dvar masim lahashul lahaskin. Things that are normally rented out. Buy, let's say, a bicycle rental place. And somebody, you're riding my bicycle, one of my bicycles, and you claim that I sold it to you. So we're not going to say that you're a muchzuk. I chazok kol mashatach asyodei rei shaloi. But I'm in the ride bicycle rental business. I rent that bicycle. The fact that you're riding my bicycle doesn't prove anything. There's no achzuki inish begaz lenusulei machzikino. So you don't become a musuk in the bicycle automatically. Or another example is goydris, is livestock that walk around on their own, and therefore the fact that you're my sheep is in your corral, that doesn't prove that you're a musuk in my sheep, because maybe the sheep just wandered in on its own. And the fact that you close the door behind it, that's already not in the gather of Asukinish Bagas and Musulay Masakina. Such a degree of tzitkas when Akhai should even that you wouldn't even close the door on it. So there already you do not become a Muksuk Miha. And that's a Gemara. So let's see the Gemara inside. Actually, I wanted to show you this Gemara inside also, because it's also a Gemara that we're going to have frequent reference to. Gemara Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. By the two dots, that's 2/3 of the way down. Avodim yesh lem chazokim. The avodim. You have it? Second word on the line, 2/3 of the way, a little more than halfway down. The avodim. The Mishnah said avodim. They have cheses kimo shonim. Frek the Gemara. Avodim yesh lem chazokim. How can you tell me that avodim have cheses kimo shonim? That avodim have a chazokim? The Amar Shlokish hagoydus ein lem chazokim. But the Shlokish taught that goydus. I'm listening to Gidra's time. Livestock don't have any chazokah. You don't become a muhsuk in livestock. And avodim are like goydris. They also walk around on their own. So how can the Mishnah say they have cheskes gimel shonim when Rish Lakish said that goydris don't have chazokah? The Gemara answers on Merova, what Rish Lakish meant was ein lehem chazokah le'alta. Goydris, they don't have a chazokah right away. It's not like regular metaltolin, like the shirt that you're wearing, that you're a muhsuk right away. Aval yeshtum chazokah l'achay gimel shonim. But cheskes gimel shonim already they have. So avodim, they don't have a chazokah le'alta either. Because they're goydris. But cheses gimel shonim they have. So akapanim, we have here halacha that goydris don't have a chazokah miyad. They're not like regular metaltolin. Regular metaltolin become a muksuk miyad, like the Ritva explains, because it's a tfisu muchachas. The very fact that you tofus in my shirt is a hayichocha. It's a proof that it must be your shirt, even though I'm the marakama. But by goydris, with the tfis is not muchachas, like Ramos from Lahashul Haskir, goydris with the tfis is not muchachas, So then the Gemara, then Reish Lakish says, Goydras don't have a chazaka. So now I'll ask you. So Goydras are sort of like karka. There's no tefisa muchachas. The way the Ritva explains it, the Ritva explains, why does karka not have a chazaka miyad? Because it's not a tefisa muchachas. The Talmud is a tefisa muchachas. Karka is not a tefisa muchachas. Anybody could just wander into my land. Goydras is a kind of a Talmud where there's also no tefisa muchachas. So Goydras would seem to be very similar to karka. And in fact, we see avodim that are kind of similar to Goydras. The Gemara compares avodim to Goydras, and the Mishnah puts avodim together with karka. And that's exactly why avodim are in the Mishnah together with karka. All the things in the Mishnah, beis hashlochin, beis abadim, shofkes, these are all karka. One of the things is not like the others. Avodim, how did avodim get in the list? Because avodim are Goydras, and Goydras are like karka, that there's no tefisa muchachas. That's why you don't have a chazokah miyad. You have to have gimel shani. Okay, so now let me ask you a question. By Goydras, where there's also no tefisa muchachas, and if you want to be mitzi from a marakama, you're not going to have a chazaka miyad. That's Reish Lakish. Ain't lim chazaka. But what do you need? What about if there's no marakama? How long does it take to become a muchzuk on Goydras when there's no marakama? You have a sheep, and you claim that it's yours, you're holding on to the sheep, and there's no marakama. So how long does it take for us to be machzik you as the marakama? So that if somebody else comes and takes it away from you, you can go to him and say, oh, Goydras, give it back to me. A second. It doesn't take a yom echad even. It's a Mishnah. It's the first Mishnah of Mitzia. Shlaim alakas and vitalis, zayim arani mitzisiyah, zayim arani mitzisiyah. You have a behemoth, two people are holding on to it. This one says, I found it. This one says, I found it. We want to know who's the muksuk. So, with that, because they're both muksukim. Taisa says, Shnei muksukim. And on Saturday, the Haidat Tofa today, or on Saturday, the Haidat Tofa today. It's Goydras. It's Goydras. Why? How do they become muksukim miyad? So, they should have to hold on to it for a long time. This guy's, what do I have? I divide up the I have this animal, two people are holding on to it. Each one claims that he found it. Each one claims that it's his. So we divide it up because they're shnei muksukim. Because they're shnei muksukim. But why are they shnei muksukim? Neither is a muksuk. It's Goydras. Goydras ain't them chazaka. We should say called on vayah. There's no muksukim over here. The Mishnah says they're both muksukim. Taisus is marach shnei muksukim. Teres is because there's no marakama. Where there's a marakama, you want to be mighty from a marakama, then Goydras ain't them chazaka. Because there's no tefisa muchachas. But where there's no marakama, you don't need it. Apparently, where there's no marakama, you don't need a tefisa muchachas. You could be machzik miyad. So now what's shver? This is all to bring us back to Akasha. What's the kasha now? So why by karka do you need a yom echad to become a marakama? To be the marakama, not to be mitzi for marakama, to become the marakama. So the Rishonim say you need a Yom Echad. Why Yom Echad? Even a moment. It's like Goydras. It doesn't take a Yom Echad to become a Muxuk. The Mishnah over there in Bar Mitzvah doesn't say that Shnayim, Echad Rochav, Echad Behemah, they have to walk around that way for a whole day in order for there to be a Din of Yechaiko, in order for them to become Muxukim. If there's no Marakama, you become a Muxuk Miyad, even without a Tfisa Muchachas. So by Karka, the Ritva says the whole reason why you need Gimel Shana by Karka is because there's no Tfisa Muchachas. That's when you want to be Maitzifim a Marakama. But to become a marakama, you don't need to have a tefisa muchachas. You become a muksuk miyad. So why do you have to have? Why do you even need a yom echad? By the way, this is all hakadama to cheskes sabbatim. We're not actually learning now cheskes sabbatim. This is hakadama. Today is hakadama. So we have two kashas, two issues here that I want to get to the bottom of. In this halacha. So again, The Rishonim say, the Tur in Kufmem, Rabbein Yoino, the Ritva, that to become a Marakamo, you need to be Darba Chad Yoimo. And the Goyin says, the Mokash was Marmim Malchim and Beis, that if the Moich was Darba Chad Yoimo, we're trying for the Lukeach. So you have two problems. Number one, what does the Goyin want from that Gemara? That Gemara doesn't seem to be relevant at all. That's Halacha in Taninim. When do we say Taninim for the Lukeach? We need the Moich should be Darba Chad Yoimo in order we should say Taninim for the Lukeach. Either because otherwise we don't see him as a Lukeach, or because otherwise it's Mechsik Shikra. Rakapanim, it's Hilchas Taninon. There's nothing to do. What does that have to do with over here? We're talking about what you need to become a Marakam. The Goyin is like Chinese. What is he talking about? That's problem number one. Problem number two is Tamas the Svar of the Rishonim. Why should it take a Chad Yoyma to become a Muchsik in Karka? Yes, I understand. By Karka, there's no Tfisa Muchachas. That's why to be Moitzi from a Marakam, you need Chazik and Mushonim. Because your Tfisa is not a ride anything. But that's when you want to be Moitzi from a Marakam. But if there's no Marakam, you just want to become a Muchsik. So then, why should you need a Tfisu Mechachas? Why should you even need a Chad Yoyma? What's any different than Goydris? Goydris, there's also no Tfisu Mechachas. And yet, by Goydris, when the Tmi Moitzit, Murakama and then Chazoka, but just to become a Murakama, Echad Rochav, Echad Marek, two people holding on to Behema, they become a Muchsik Miyad. So why by Karka, just to become a Murakama, why can't you be a Muchsik Miyad? So there's no Tfisu Mechachas. So what?
In the case
of
Nala, why isn't the Mokar considered a Murakama? He's a previous owner of the Matzik, so therefore we need
no, the Murakama, because there's a Murakama before him.
So
the Murakama means the guy who's there, who to whom there's no previous owner, so he's just being Matzik in a vacuum. So when you're Matzik in a vacuum, like Goydus the Mushal, it's a vacuum. Nobody's claiming ownership of the sheep. So to become the Muksik, if there's nobody claiming any prior ownership, you don't have to have a Tzvistum Chakas. Mashenking, where there's a Murakama, somebody who's an established owner already, and you want to be Mitzi from an established owner, so then you have to bring a raya. Then you need a tefisa mukachas.
Okay.
What? Chad Yom. It says Chad Yom. Or do you have to bring einim on every second? I don't know. Mustama goes into the gedorim of even Rechas Gimel Shonim doesn't need them. Do you have to bring einim for every second? We'll see in the Gemara later. But it does say Chad Yom. It doesn't say that he was darba for a minute. What? You're saying maybe by karka, less than a day is not even a tefisa at all. The meisa tefisa needs a day. I want to say a little bit different. A little bit different. You could say such a mahalach. Maybe by karka, even to be tofus, you need a whole day. Because you don't. What do you? How do you hold it? So you need at least a chad yoyim to be even considered a tofus. And somehow the Goyin saw that in the Gemara in Mimalach. I don't know where exactly he saw that in the Gemara in Mimalach. Maybe that's how he read the Gemara in Mimalach. The Moicher has to have been a tofus for you to be a Lekeach. For less than a day, he's not even a tofus. Could be. We could say such a Mimalach, but I want to say a different Mimalach. I'll be Makdim. The Oilam has the Kashas clear. Has the Kashas arise. Let's go back to the Gemara in Lamedvav. Read the Gemara again. Ve'avodim. The Mishnah says avodim. Ve'achesis kimo shonim. Frek the Gemara. Avodim. Yesh them chazoko. Ve'omer yishlokish goydish enem chazoko. Yishlokish said a chiddush. Goydish don't have chazoko. Amar rova enem chazoko. La'alter al yesh them chazoko. La'achay kimo shonim. Avodim don't have chazoko. La'alter because the goydish. But la'achay kimo shonim avodim have a chazoko. That's what the Mishnah says. The Ramban over here is a kasha. Ramban says, what's your shlokish's chiddush? The shlokish said a chiddush, goydus don't have chazoka. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, and ultimately it means, the Gemara interprets it. The shlokish said a goydus ain't them chazoka. The Gemara's havamin was, they don't even have chazoka for Gimel Shonim. But the maskon is, the shlokish said ain't them chazoka miyad. So the shlokish said, aloha, goydus don't have a chazoka miyad. But not like regular metalton. Regular metalton have a chazoka miyad. Kol mashtach hasiyod erei shaloi. Goydus don't have a chazoka miyad. What's the chiddush? It's a beferish mishnah. There's a mishnah that says that goydus. Rishlokas must be telling me some chiddush is not in a mishnah. It's a mishnah. There's a mishnah that says that goydus don't have a chazaka miyah. Where's the mishnah? You tell me where's the mishnah? There's a beferish mishnah that goydus don't have a chazaka miyah. What? Our mishnah. The mishnah says that avodim only have chazaka after gimel shonim yom liyoy. So why don't they have a chazaka miyad? Avadim and metaltel? I know avadim ahukshu l'karkois, that's for other halachas. Here we're talking about for proof. Kol mashat mutzi is chazaka, kol mashat achaz yodah, reishaloi. We're not talking here about whether in lumbus avadim are like karka. We want to know, is the possession of an eved proof that he's your eved? Do we say achzuki yinish b'gazim yishloi machzikin or not? So the Mishnah says that avadim only have chazaka after gimel shonim. They don't have a chazaka miyad. Why not? It's metalkalim, they should have a chazokah miyad. In fact, the Gemara says later on, in that Gemara, we're going to read it all the way through, that an Eved Kotlin, an Eved who can't walk, who's just a baby, so he has a chazokah miyad. He's no different than any other metalkalim. But grown-up Avodim, the Mishnah says, they don't have a chazokah miyad. Why don't they have a chazokah miyad? Because they're goydris. No, so it's a beferish in Mishnah, goydris don't have chazokah. So what's Rish Lakish's chiddush? Tyson Gittin asks the same kasha, Tyson Gittin that Kofim and Beis. And the Ramban here in the Chlam and Vav. They both say the same thing. Answers the Ramban, places his answers as well in Gittin, that Avodim are worse than Goydris. Says the Ramban, like Goydris, the Tfisa is Mulchachas Ktsas. Tremendous chiddush this Ramban. I think it's a big key. He says, by Goydris, it's not a Raya Gemura to be Moitzi from Marakama, it's not. Because it's not a Raigmur. The sheep could have wandered in. But Arichocha Ktsas, there is. The sheep's in your corral, it's Mechiach Ktsas that it's your sheep. But Avodim that walk around Midas Atzmam, they wander in and out as they choose. So the Tfis is not Mechiach at all. An Eved is sitting in your living room, there's no Raya that he's your Eved. Maybe he's an independent agent, he's visiting you. Maybe you're learning with the Mechavus. So this, the Tfis is not Mechiach Ktsas at all. By Goydris, the Tfisa is not a Hechocha Gemura. It can't be Maitzi from a Rakama. But a Hechocha Ktsas it is. So therefore, says the Ramban, from the Mishnah says, Avodim, they don't have a Chazoka Miyad. Of course, because the Tfisa is not Mechiach at all. It's not even Mechiach Ktsas. Goydris, the Tfisa is Mechiach Ktsas. So maybe that's enough to have a Chazoka Miyad. Says Rish Lakish, no, but it's not enough. Since it's not a Hechocha Gemura, so therefore it's not enough to be Maitzi from a Rakama. This is the Ramban. The Ramban and it's the Tosis in Gittin. So now it's a chinu ledin. We have already a new idea, a new vocabulary. The Ritva told me there's such a thing as a tfisu muchachas. The difference between karka and metaltlin is that by metaltlin you have a tfisu, it's a tfisu muchachas, and by karka you don't have a tfisu muchachas. The Ramban now gives me a new concept. Between a tfisu sheinu muchachas and a tfisu muchachas is a tfisu that's muchachas ktsas. Goydris is muchachas ktsas. It's something. The tfisa is an indication that it's mine. It does make me think. If I'm holding the sheep, it does make me think that it's mine. But it's not a hechocha gemura that it should be enough to be meitzi from a merakam. But something it is. If that's the case, so maybe we could posit that even to become a merakama, even in a vacuum, to become a merakama, you need at least a tfisa that's mechachas ktsas. You don't need a hechocha gemura. A goydris, you could become a muksuk miyad in goydris. You don't need a hechocha gemura. But a hechocha ktsas you need. A tfisa that's not mechiach at all is no tfisa at all, even in a vacuum. It's nothing. You must look at Nachmin what I'm saying. By an eved, if what I'm saying is true, then it'll come out that by an eved, even if there's no marakama, tfis is nothing. You have an eved, the shnayim oichsim be'eved, zayim ra'anim mitzosif, zayim ra'anim mitzosif, zayim ra'anim mitzosif, they won't be shnayim mitzosif, it'll be called alungva. Maybe if he works for you, chad yoyim, we'll see in a second, but upon him, the tfis alone is not mechach, it's not mechich at all. So that says in Ramban, the Ramban says, that by goydus is the tfisa is mechachas ktsas. So I want to add, the reason why by goydus you can become a muksuk miyad, even in a vacuum, is because at least there's a hechocha ktsas. But where there's no hechocha at all, a tfisa that's eno mechachas klal, is not even a tfisa in a vacuum. It's nothing. It's quicksilver. It's not a tfisa. So therefore, if that's true, so now I'm going to take it a step further and I'll say, you know, why do you need chad yoyim? Akasha, why the Rishonim say that to become a Marakama you need chad yoyim, you have to be in the field for a day? Why do you need a day? Shachas, a moment, should be enough, like by metaltelin. Teretz is like karka, the tfisa, if it's not even a day, just that you just happen to be on the land, is not mechiyach at all. It's einu mechachas klal. It's not a tfisa mechachas mechal. The fact that I happen to have been seen, you can, on the Google satellite, you could see that I was, for one moment, I was in that particular field, that's not a chokha b'chal if the field belongs to me. It's gone. You need dar b'chad yom. Dar b'chad yom is already mechachas k'sas. That'll make you into more chama. That's enough to be a tefisa that's mechachas k'sas. Dar b'chad yom, it's something. It's not enough to be mighty from Murakama. It's not Chesed Kamashonim. It's far, far less than Chesed Kamashonim. You want to be mighty from a Muksuk, it's not going to work. But if there is no Muksuk and you just want to become the Muksuk in a vacuum, so it's called a Tfisa. Because it's a Tfisa Mechachas Ksas. It's a little bit of a Echacha. But if you're not even there for a day, then it's not. Then it's Mechal no Tfisa. It's a Tfisa She'enu Mechachas Klav. That the Goyim saw in the Gemara Daf Mamalev. The Gemara Daf Mamalev says, we have a lokeach, but we don't have a timer. So we want a timer for the lokeach. We want to say tanino. So we need at least that the moichah should be dor b'chad yoyma. Why do we need the moichah should be dor b'chad yoyma? So some Yishonim say, because he's not even dor b'chad yoyma, it's mechzik kishikl. So what does that mean? It means if he's not even dor b'chad yoyma, then the moichah has nothing. There's no moichah. To be, you want standing as a lokeach. So we're going to time it for you, because you're never chalakeh, you can't time it for yourself. You have to have bought it from somebody who's being in the karka and having sold it to you has some significance. It means something. If you just bought it from a guy in the street corner who was selling you the Brooklyn Bridge and he was never even in the karka, or he wasn't even there for a day, so he didn't even have a tefisa mechachas at all. He had no connection to the karka. So you're a lekeach who bought the karka from a guy off the street. So you're not a lekeach. And it's mechzik shikra, and all of the explanations that Rishonim give why in a case like that we're not going to say taninu. To say taninu, we need a. But if you have a guy who was a moichi who was there for a chad yoyma, he had a tefisa mechachas tzas. There's some kind of a glai in ludova that it's his field. Of course, not enough moichi from Arakama for that. You have cheskes gemushonim. Well, I have cheskes for that. You need cheskes gemushonim. Well, I actually have cheskes gemushonim because the lekeach was there for 3 years, so I have the raya of cheskes gemushonim. But I need a taina. But in order for based in, so based in a taina. But in order for based into taina, we have to. The different explanations. We have to see you as a lekeach. You have to have the board from somebody whom we can label as a mecher, or it has to not be mechzik kishikur. You have to board from somebody who it doesn't look like a ridiculous, like meaningless, like a obvious fiction that he sold you the field. So for that we need chad yom. Chad yom is something. So the Goyim saw in that Gemara that you see what's the minimum that you need to be in a karka in order that we should see that something happened. There was some kind of indication that it's your field. The minimum that you have to be in a field to create some indication that it's yours is a chad yom, dor b'chad yom. Less than that is not even a tefisa at all. It's not even a tefisa. It's a tefisa she'enu mechachas klal. But if you're dor b'chad yom, it's a tefisa mechachas klal. Then at least you rise to the level of goyders. For that you could become, and therefore in a vacuum, just like by goyders, in a vacuum, by goyders you could become muksig right away, because it's a tefisa mechachas klal. So hu adin, by karka, in a vacuum, you could become a muksig with chad yom. But it has to be at least chad yom. That's why I said before, maybe by an Eved, the Ramban says an Eved is not Mechiach at all. But maybe if he worked for you for a day, that would be like Darba Chad Yom, and maybe that would be Mechiach Tzatz.
Didn't the question sort of be on the mouth
that you're
before?
How did
people
know Chad Yom? How did that take it from the Marakam? The case over there, the Darba Chad Yom of the Mechiach is not Mitzi from the Marakam. Because it's only Mechiach Tzatz. We need a Hechach Gemur. The Hechach Gemur is the fact that the Lekeach was there for 3 years. The problem is the Lekeach can't taina, so basin is the taina for him. But in order for basin to taina for him, we need something. We need something. So that's the different shittas over there. What do we need? Either we need to have seen a mechira from somebody who at least has some pretense at being a mechir. In other words, if the mechir wasn't even there for Chad Yoyma, either explanation. If the mechir was not even there for Chad Yoyma, we can't even call him a mechir. Because he didn't even have a tisu ha-mechichas ha-mechachas ksas. If there's no moicher, then there's no tanina for the lekeach, because he's not a lekeach. Yeah, we'll worry more about the sugya, the details of tanina and that sugya when we come to it. But akoponim, I think that's what the Goyim saw in that Gemara. Of course, that Gemara has nothing to do with becoming a marakama. That's not what the Goyim was looking for. He was looking for what's the minimum shahia in a soda that has some kind of significance that we could see it as indicating something. Chad yom. Well, when there's nobody else, then all you need is the minimum indication. But a minimum indication you need. If there's no indication at all, you just happen to be passing through, that's nothing. That's not even a tefisa. There's a tremendous chiddush here, and it's not like... There's a tremendous chiddush here that even for a tefisa ba'alma, so just to become a marakama, when there's no muksik at all, just to be machzik in a vacuum, you need to have at least a yachachak tzatz. We'll have to go through, when we go through the perek, see if there's other shittas. But at least we're building up here a shita. We're building up here a shita that you need, even to become a marakama, you need... We have a shayna, the tour, the ritva, the rabbeinu yoyna, that even to become a marakama, you need to have a chad yoyna. And I'm saying the pshat is because even to become a marakama, even in a vacuum, to become a muksik, you need a tefisa mechachas tzatz. If I goydris, you could become a muksik right away. Goydris, there's no hechacha, so that I have the Ramban, so I says in Gittin. Goydris is also a hechacha, not a hechacha gemura, but a hechacha tzatz on the level of darba chad yoyma, a hechacha tzatz you have even by goydris.
Is there any indication that darba chad yoyma is the definition of what, I mean, is a
hechacha
tzatz as opposed to like a few hours or maybe like
30
minutes?
Why is it says chad yoyma, the Gemara says chad yoyma, the
Rishonim,
the
Torah
quotes chad yoyma.
But then they say that that's hechacha tzatz?
No, no, of course, I'm making that up. That doesn't say in the Torah. Yeah. I wonder what it is. It means it has to be something. That's the question. Why do you need chad yoyma? What is chad yoyma? What is this animal of chad yoyma? Kind of a.
But how do we know that like a 2 hour dwelling in the land does not work?
That's the Gemara. So that's what the Goyim saw in the Gemara. That's why the Goyim needs to find the Gemara for it, because we can't make these things up. They're showing him the Torah. How do you get this shear of chad yoyma? Where did it come from? I'm explaining that the Torah is looking for the minimum indication of bialim. The minimum that you need, that even in a vacuum, to make you a bialim in a vacuum. So the Torah says it's chad yoyma. It says the Gemara, where did he find such a shiur in the Gemara? Chad yoyma. Maybe it's 30 minutes, maybe it's 60 minutes, maybe it's... How do you know chad yoyma? So the Gemara says, no, it's a Gemara. Darba chad yoyma, that's the Gemara over there in the mouth. Of course, that Gemara is talking about a different issue. The Gemara was never pretending that it's otherwise. The Gemara is saying, though, you see in that Gemara a mukar that the minimum significant being in a soda is a day. There's in the context of what we need to make taninon. Here's in the context of what we need to be machzik in a vacuum. But atzad hashavah shebem, this is the minimum significant dwelling in a soda to be some indication of bialis to be machzik in a vacuum.
Yeah.
One second, stop. We have an emergency. I guess if we have to, we could say it's a sorry, but the Ramban says the Ramban places they built from the Gemara the other way. So it's the Ramban and Tosis are saying it's far to explain the Gemara. He's more autonomous. In other words, by a sheep, so yes, it could be the sheep wandered in on its own, but nonetheless, the sheep is something that people take and they hold, and it doesn't do whatever it wants. And Eved goes wherever he wants, wherever he lists, so it doesn't, the fact that he happens to be by me doesn't show that he belongs to me. Yeah, we can make him Svar Svaket, but the Svar the Ramban says that he builds out of Gemara is like this. Okay, akoponim. So what the shita of so we have here a mahalach in the Torah and the Rabbein Yoyna, the Ritva, that by to become a marakam you need the shir is chad yoyma. The Rambam could be the Rambam has a different shita. Mishpat, oh, here it is. Probably mine too. The Rambam Perek Yud Aleph of Tainu Nitin beginning of Perek Yud-Aleph. That doesn't have a lach aleph. Okay, there's no good. Yeah, I don't know the Rambam by heart. I'm the Rambam. Oh, you have to all the way back to this letter to the Rambam. No, it's not. This doesn't have.
Oh, it's on the computer.
Oh, on the computer? Yeah, Perek Yud-Aleph, 20 minutes. Okay. Oh, here we go. The Rambam says as follows. Kol ha-karkois. Yeah, we should be able to put it up on the... Kol ha-karkois ha-yiduos le-baleim. Here are the words. Kol ha-karkois ha-yiduos le-baleim. He's talking about becoming a Murakama. Any karka that's yadua le-baleim, which it's yadua that it belongs to a certain baleim, afu b'shemata tachas le-acherim, even though now it's by somebody else, they remain in the chazok of the Murakama. Ketzad. Reuven showing mishtabish b'chotzer k'derech sha'am mishtabishim b'chatzrei seyem. If Reuven was maxik in a field, he's the maxik. V'achaz man bo Shimon v'tono olof v'omol loy chotzer zu shetachas yodcha shalihu. Then Shimon comes along and says, but this is my chotzer. And then Reuven says, no, but shalchoyso v'atom achatli v'nasatli v'matono. So im ein edim l'shimin, if Shimon can't establish that he's the Murakama, he doesn't have edim that he's the Murakama, so then Reuven just takes a shvus esis and he stays, because the Murakama, there's no the Shimon can't prove that he's the Murakama, and even if Reuven admits it, but afesh also afesh yitim. Aval mehevi Shimon edim shechotze zu shaloi hoiso. But if Shimon brings edim that chotze zu shaloi hoiso, that he's the Murakama, that this chotze was his, harei beches the Shimon is the Murakama, and he wins, and we say to Reuven, you have to bring some kind of proof that you're the maxim. So it's not explicit in the Rambam, but the Rambam doesn't say, when the Rambam talks about how Shimon establishes that he proves that he's the Murakama, so the Rambam says Shimon has to bring Eidim Shechotzuzu Shaloi Hoysa. The Rambam begins also, the Murakama is defined as Kol HaKarkois HaYeduis LeBaleim. The Karka is Yadua that it belongs to the Murakama. It doesn't say Beferish, but it doesn't sound like it's enough to just be dor b'chad yoyma to become a Murakama. The Rambam doesn't say that if Shimon could bring Edim, she dor b'chad yoyma, then he's the Murakama, he could be Meitzi from Reuven. He has to bring Edim, she chotzer zu sheloi hoiso. Sounds like he has to bring Edim who know the birur that Shimon is the Baal. They saw Shimon by the field of Chayza. Something. They saw him be Machzik Gimel Shonim. Again, it's not explicit. Doesn't sound in the Rambam like he has this notion of Yom Echad. So Rabbi Zalman makes the deal. Rabbi Zalman is in the Eben Ezel, in Perek Beis of Shechenim. Halacha Yud Ches, he's Medayik in this Rambam, that the Shittas Rambam is that a Murakama needs a Raya Gemura that he's the Murakama. And that means Ad Ches is Lashonim or a Shtar. He needs a Raya no less than the present Machzik. To be a Murakama, you have to have the same level of proof that the Machzik has to have. You have to have a star, you have to have a rai, you have to have chesed gil l'shonim. Otherwise you're not a Murakama. Darba chayyim is not going to do it.
There would be an thing I would say, you're no longer Kama Mila Hotzi if you want to master in the field.
Why?
The problem is, if the guys claim that he was there for 3 years, and Migla chesed lo achal is therefore believing that he had the chazaka, therefore he can't use that Migla in order to take it away from Murakama. Murakama has no real proof to belong to for it anyway.
Right, the machlekes, the Rambam Torah, is just why you need to be a Murakama. What are the halachas once you're a Murakama? Can you say migra to be made a Murakama? Why should that depend on this? There's machlekes here is, if Rabbi Zalman is right, the machlekes is, what do you need, what's the threshold to become a Murakama? The Torah knows to be machzik in a vacuum, to become the Murakama, the presumptive owner. So the Torah, Rabbeinu Yoyin, the Ritva, that's the way the Shulchan Aruch says, all you need is Darba Chajem. But this is Zalman is Medayik in the Rambam, but the Rambam holds not going. That to become a Murakama also need a writing word. Darba Chavyam is not enough. And Mestama, the Pshat's going to be that the Rambam holds. Why should that be true? Why, we just built up a whole Mahalach in the Rishonim. All you need is to be Machzik in a vacuum. All you need is a Tvisum Chachas Ksas, like by Gedrus. So why should Karka need more? Apparently the Rambam holds that by Karka, it's not even a Tvisom Uchachas Tzas. Less than Gimel Shonim, according to the Rambam holds, if the Diyuk is right, the Rambam holds that less than Gimel Shonim is not even a Tvisom Uchachas Tzas. It's not a Tvis at all. Gimel Shonim is a raya. If you're not in the karka for Gimel Shonim, it's not even a tfisa. You don't even become a marakam. If we're going to fit this into our scheme of things, that's how it's going to come out. Those Rishonim who say that by karka darba chadyoim is enough, hold that darba chadyoim is a tefisa mechachas k'sas. It's like the tefisa of goydus. It's not good to be moitzi from marakama, but in a vacuum to become a marakama, it's sufficient. And the Rambam, who, if Rav Zalman is correct in his deep, the Rambam who says that to become a marakama you need a raya gemur, darba chadyoim is not enough. The apparent of the Rambam holds that by karka less than gimel shonim is bechal not a tefisa, is not even a tefisa mechachas k'sas. It's bechal not a tefisa. If we're going to work within this scheme, we'll see later, maybe the Rambam has other mahalkim in the broader issues, but if we're going to go now with the scheme that we're developing now, we're going to have to say in the Rambam, if we accept that this is Alma's deal, that the Rambam holds that by karka it's a tefisa she'enu mechachas k'sal klal. I have a Sophic din. Let me take your computer back before. Or just copy my skill again, I don't know. I have a Sophic in Halacha Shtickle. I don't have any way to go with it, but just I'll share it with you in the light of what we've worked out. You'll be able to hear the Sophic. The Gemara said in Lamed Vov that Lagabi Goydrus, the Gemara that we've been talking about. So the Gemara said, "Rishlokes said Goydrus ain't no chazaka." The Gemara asked the Kasha, "How can say Avodim have Chesed Gimel Shonim, but Goydrus have no chazaka?" The Gemara answers, "Ain't no chazaka la'alter avoyesh no chazaka la'achag Gimel Shonim." Poshup Shat in the Gemara is that by Goydrus also this Chesed Gimel Shonim. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. That's how the Rashbam learns the Gemara. Reish Lakish said Goydrus ain't lem chazaka, and that the Gemara says Amar Rava ain't lem chazaka la'alter. Goydrus don't have chazaka la'alter. Aval yesh lem cheskes gimel shonim. Goydrus have cheskes gimel shonim. Like avodah. It's a little bit difficult. If Goydrus have cheskes gimel shonim, why didn't the Mishnah mention it? Talks about avodah. Why didn't it talk about sheep? I don't know. It's a kasha. But that's the sheep of the Rambam. Goydrus have cheskes gimel shonim. So I have a sofer. By Goydrus, do you need achilas peres? What's the suffix? According to the Shita Sarambam, that karka, the tefisa of karka is einu mukachas klal. Even to become a marakama, you need gimel shonim. It's not the tefisa itself is nothing. So yesh mokum perhaps to say that you only need achilas peres by karka, where the tefisa itself is nothing. So where's the raya? The raya has to come out of the achilas peres. Eat peyers for gimel shonim, so that creates the chazok. But by goydus, with the tefis itself is a yichacha, so albeit it's a yichacha tzas, not a real yichacha, but it's a certain level of demonstration of bialos. Remember, the whole idea of chazok is you're demonstrating bialos. You demonstrate bialos for 3 years. It's like, why didn't the Baruch Hama say anything? So you become the muksuk. So by karka, with the tefis itself, the Rambam says is nothing at all. So then, where do you demonstrate bialos? Only through the achilas peyers. But by Goydus, with the Tefisa itself is a Chochot Tzatz, it's a somewhat of a demonstration of Bibles. So maybe if you're Tofus in the Goydus for 3 years, so that's 3 years of demonstrating Bibles through the Tefisa itself, maybe you don't even have to have Achilles Peres. So I think it's totally. If you learn, like the Tur and Rabbeinu Yoyin and the Ritva, that by Karka there's also a Chochot Tzatz, Tefisa, Darbach HaYoyim is a Chochot Tzatz, enough to become a Marakama. And yet the Mishnah says you have to have Achilles Peres. So you see, as far as not true, 3 years of Eichach Haktas is not enough. You need 3 years of Achilles Peres. So who had been by Goydus, you're going to have Achilles Peres. But if you hold like the Rambam, that by Karka, the way Rabbi Zalman learns the Rambam, that by Karka, the Tefisa is nothing. So maybe by Karka, the reason why you need Peres is because the Tefisa itself is nothing. And even by Avodim you need Peiris. Because the tefis itself of Avodim is also nothing. The Ramban says that by Avodim, the tefis is not mechachas at all, because they're bnei das, they walk around where they want. But by Goydris, where the tefis itself is on chachak tzas, maybe the chesed gil mishonim doesn't have to have a chilus Peiris. It'll be a little bit of revach. Why didn't the Mishnah mention Goydris? And then when the Mishnah mentions all the things that have chesed gil mishonim, why didn't it say Goydris? So it would be in the Rambam, it would be a revach. It didn't say Goydris because Goydris don't have Achilles Peiris. The Mishnah is telling me talking about Achilles Peiris. Goydris have Chesed Gil Mishonim, but not with Achilles Peiris. So it would be a notion. But again, it would only be in the Shittas HaRambam. It's not going to be, the way we're being masquerade, the suffix only begins within the Shittas HaRambam, not according to the Shittas of the Turin and Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Ritva. However, the truth is, Lemaisa doesn't make any difference because the Rambam holds, anyway, that Goydris don't have Chesed Gil Mishonim. The Rambam is Cholagan. But the Gemara says, "Ein lem chazok al alter, v'yesh lem chesed gil mishonim." So the Rashbam learns that means that goydris have chesed gil mishonim. The Rambam says it means avodim. The Rambam holds the Mishnah's Madaik and the Rambam that it means that avodim have chesed gil mishonim. But goydris don't have chesed gil mishonim at all. Goydris have no chazok ever, not la alter and not la chazamat. What's the difference? What's the difference? It's the same thing. If avodim, and in fact, it's even the Kal Vachomer. If avodim, where the Ramban says not a tefisum chachas at all, and yet they have chesed gil mishonim, so goydris, where it's even with the zaychachak tzas and the tefis itself, so they should certainly have chesed gil mishonim. So the Rama says that it's because you don't write a shtar on behemoths; you only write a shtar on avodim, and chesed gil mishonim is tied in with shtars. But that's a shmuz by itself. Could be a different reason. Those who are learning the first paragraph, some of you may be learning the first paragraph at night or whatever. Taisus says in the Beis Amud Aleph that by Goydris, Ein Lem Chazoka, even if they're Sho Harbe, Taisus Lefichach, just I'm throwing it out for those who might be learning it. Taisus and Taisus Lefichach says that Goydris, even if they're Sho Harbe, you don't become a Muchzik because the Baalim don't know where they are. But Avodim have Chesed Gil Mishonim, the Gemara says the Perish Avodim have Chesed Gil Mishonim. You don't know where they are. It must be that Avodim, you do know where they are. So maybe that right away is a chiluk between Avodim and Goydris. Right, that's an aside, but only if you're not learning the Tosfos in the first parak, I'm not going to burden with you. Now we'll worry about it when we get to Daf Lamed Vav. All right, we covered a lot of ground, so let me just chazak quickly the ground that we covered, and then we'll stop. We saw in the Mishnah that to be moitzi from a Murakami that you have to have Chesed Gil Mishonim. Rishayim discuss what about to become the Marakama, how much do you have to have? So many Rishayim write the Tur, the Ritva here on our Mishnah, Rabbeinu Yoino, that the Shulchan Aruch, that Chad Yoyim, you become the Marakama. You're established, since you're being mastic in a vacuum, there's nobody before you, so all you have to have is a Darba Chad Yoyim. The Goyim says the Mokar is from the Gemara and Daphne Malaf from a base. By Tanino, if the Moich was Darba Chagayim, then we turn to the Lekech. So we had two questions. Number one, what does that Gemara have to do with anything? That's a Gemara about all different issues. Tanino, when do you say Tanino? When do we see him as a Lekech? It doesn't seem to have anything to do with the issue of what do you need to establish yourself as a Marakama. That was number one. Number two, why do you have to need Chagayim? Why is the Shir Chagayim? You should become a Muksuk Miyad, like by Goydris. Goydris also don't have. Goydris also the regular metaltlin kol mashtachas yoder reishaloi. The tefis is a raya gemur. The achzukin ish begazim usulim achzukimon. Your shirt and if you're wearing my shirt, it's your shirt. But goydris, the tefis itself is not a raya. So tefis is sheinu achachas. That's the ritva. The ritva explains the difference difference between karka and metaltlin is that regular metaltlin, the tefis is muchachas. It's a proof that it's yours. By karka, the tefis itself without chesed gil mishonim is not a proof that it's yours. By goydris. But when you have metaltlin that are goydris, so even though they're metaltlin, the tefis is not a raya. Goydris ain't lim chazok. You have to have gimel shonim to be machzik in goydris. Maybe not even then. And nonetheless, that's if you want to be moitzi from a marakam. But if you want to be machzik in a vacuum, echad rochav echad manin, two people found the behemoth, they're machzik miyat. Because you're being machzik in a vacuum. If you're machzik in a vacuum, all you need is a tefisa. You don't need to have a tefisa muchachas. So why by karko, to become a marakami, you're being machzik in a vacuum, why do you need chad yoma? Why not just be the tefisa itself? I set myself up, I'm darbas for a second, I set myself up in the karko, so I should become the marakama. Where did the shir of chad yoma come from? So I wanted to say that even to be machzik in a vacuum, you have to have a tfisa mochachas tzas. And Tarba Chadoyma is the shir of a tfisa mochachas tzas. By Goydris, the reason why you can be machzik with the mere tfisa is because Goydris, even though it's not a raya gemura, but the tfisa itself is the tfisa mochachas tzas. And my mochis from the Ramban over there in Dachlam and Vav and Taisus and Gitam Dachchof. Both say that the difference between Avodim and Goydris is that Goydris, the tfisa is mochachas tzas. Avodim, the tfisa is not mochiech at all. That's why Rish Lakish is a bigger chiddush than the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Avodim don't have a chazaka miyad because there's no hechok at all. Goydris is a chazaka, there's a hechok ksas. Still, Rish Lakish and mechadish is not enough to be meisi from a marakam. So based on that, I want to be mechadish that even in a vacuum to be taifis in a vacuum to become a marakama, you may not need a raya, you don't need a raya gemura, but you have to have a hechok ksas. The reason why by Goydris, Echad, the Mishnah of Mitzvah, two people are Machzik and a Behema, the reason why they become a Muchzik Miyad is because it's a Hechoch Ksas. Even though it's Goydris, it's a Hechoch Ksas. With a Hechoch Ksas, you could be Machzik in a vacuum. To be Mitzvah from Markam, of course, you need to have a Hechoch Gemur. So by Karka, the being in the Karka for a second, for a minute, for an hour, that's not even a Hechoch Ksas. That's nothing. The minimum Shir that you need to have a Hechoch Ksas in Karka, Tfisa Muchach Ksas, is Darba Chagyan. And that the going saw in the Gemara that Malach was based by Kanina. Because the Gemara Mamalaf and Beis says, in order to say Taninon, the Meicher has to have something. He has to have some credence as a Meicher. For whatever the explanation, either because otherwise it's Mechzikis Shikra, or because otherwise you don't have standing as a Lekeach that we should say Taninon for you. Whatever the Hezber is. But in order to say Taninon, we need to see the Meicher as having some credence, some leg to stand on that he's a Meicher. Not a Raya Gemura, of course, because then we wouldn't have to go any further. But something that we can see him as a Meicher. And what's the Shir over there? Darba Chav Yoyimah. So the Gaon saw in that Gemara that the shear of the minimum haychacha, and the minimum lowest level, to be haychacha ktsas something, something that we can see as a meicher, is darba chadyoma. So from there, the Rishonim saw that if you want to be machzik in a vacuum, what's the minimum tfisa hamochachas ktsas? The minimum tfisa hamochachas ktsas is darba chadyoma by karka. It's different than Goydris, where even a second, you're machzik in a sheep, then a behemo, so you become a haychacha ktsas right away. By karka, you need a chayyoma to create a chok ktsas. But once you have a chok ktsas, you become the marakama. That's to become the marakama when there's nobody before you. Once you're the marakama, now you're the muksa. Now the person who wants to be mitzi from you, he already has to have a raya gemura. A raya gemura goydris is not good enough. For that, you have to have. That's why goydris ain't lem chazoka to be mitzi from a marakama. That's why chayyoma is never enough. For that, you have to have the raya gemura of ches. You have to have the raya, the tfisa muchachas, completely of cheskas gimel shonim. Okay, we'll stop here.